The Senior Capstones program is a self-directed, experiential, project-based learning initiative required for all seniors in the Roaring Fork School District. 2019 marks the third year since the Capstone has been in operation. In recognition of the program, Roaring Fork School District has been chosen as a finalist for Excellence in Education in the Colorado Succeeds Awards. I spoke with Capstone coordinator Tom Penzel to find out more about this program.
Capstones are independent projects. Students, we give them the leeway. They choose what they're interested in, what they want to pursue. And it's an ongoing project that they work on independently with support from site coordinators at each high school and also teachers within crews at each high school.
So what would be some examples of capstone projects?
It's amazing diversity of projects. I mean, just I have a list here of some that are students designing and making a dress for a person with a disability that they know. Students have run youth volleyball camps over the summer. One student wants to figure out how to make math appealing to middle school students. Document the American dream through the immigrant experience. We've got students making fly rods, their own fly rods for fly fishing. We've got kids building free book stands to put outside of elementary and middle schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all over the map. And they can be things that are service-oriented, or they can be, this is just something, like, I want to learn how to weld, and so I'm going to find somebody, a mentor in the community, who's going to teach me how to weld, and then out of that, I'm going to create something.
So a student comes to you with a project idea. How do you guide them towards something that's workable, realistic, or even, I mean, have students come to you and you kind of go like, how are we going to do that?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why I love this job, because of that interaction with students. They come with these ideas, or they come with no idea, and then you start asking them sort of questions about what you might be interested in. My tact is always to say, yes, I think that's a great idea, but there might be, let's look at it from a different angle. Is it too ambitious? Is it not ambitious enough? The beauty of Capstone is you're moving outside a traditional form of education and you're giving students choice, and then you're saying, here, you pursue this, whether it's an interest or passion, and it can be something they've never had the opportunity to do, or it could be, you know, I'm interested in doing this as a career, so this is an opportunity to explore it as a career.
I read in the press release that this, for a lot of these students, this is the first time they've been asked what they want to learn and what they want to do. You know, I think it's great that we're doing this for seniors. It kind of makes me think, like, should we be doing this at a younger age as well, these same types of projects?
Well, yes, I think so. I mean, that's sort of the charge out of this visioning. I think the district is, we'll start to look at, well, how can we incorporate sort of this, what we're calling capstone-like learning in some of the younger grades.
This capstone program has been selected as one of the finalists for this prize. Can we talk about what that prize is?
There's an organization in Denver called Colorado Succeeds that's composed of business leaders, primarily in the Front Range. Their whole premise is that they say by 2030, 85% of the jobs available in 2030 have not yet been invented. And so they're looking at how they can get involved in public education and help spur some changes in how education is delivered in the state of Colorado. And so they've created this Colorado Succeeds. They have an award for STEM. They have an award for Innovation and Education Excellence Award. That's the one we're up for our capstone program. We were encouraged to apply, and so we applied for the Excellence in Education Award. And so we're one of three finalists for that award, which will be, it's a big, big to-do. They put on down in Denver on September 19th. There's a big award ceremony. They don't reveal the winner till the awards. It's sort of like the Academy Awards. They set it up like that with red carpet. It's broadcast live on TV. So we'll go down there. A team of us will go down there and see what happens.
Is there any way to see what some of the capstone projects are, what have been done? Is there a way for the community to look into those?
Yes, every spring we've done book reading at local bookshops, and now the only bookshop left down valley is Bookbinders. So we've done a book reading where students will present their writing. We've done a film screening the last few years where students screen their films. And then each high school has what we call a capstone showcase demonstration of learning, and it's held over one evening where students are presenting in an informal manner of their capstones. We also, as part of the presentation, we leave it up to the student how they want to present so they can personalize their learning. So we've had students go before town councils, to Rotary clubs, to different business organizations, to local police departments and present their capstone. So we give a lot of flexibility in how they present. It's remarkable to see, and so I would just encourage the community when we do these presentations in the spring to please come in and view them.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
This is KDNK. I'm Lucas Turner.